The Municipal Demarcation Board has made a presentation to the Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, reporting on the numbers of wards that have had changes in their in internal boundaries, the delimitation processes, and also changes that have happened in various other parts of the districts and the provinces. All of this is the work that is done in line with a formula to establish a stable number of voters per district, voters per ward, and number of councillors per municipality. The committee understood all of this, but then raised with the demarcation board the concerns that come from the community, where the frequent delimitations often has a challenge of causing confusion, frustration, and instability in the community. On the one aspect, this is because of the changes in the voting districts, which a voting district would be attached to a ward that is nearby, but it disrupts the community in a way that they have to now relate to communities that they have not really been part of. Some might be one part of one traditional authority that is split, and therefore their social cohesion is affected. In some instances, two wards have got uneven economic development, and this affects one community which is split between those two. In some instances, we have had people who are in one ward but that are having huge geographic barriers such as mountain passes and rivers that people are not able to traverse if they have to seek service delivery, and therefore the ward makes them move against the normal flow of transport routes in that particular area. We've also got an instance of a farm that falls not only to different districts but also in different provinces. Just outside Bilabila, the farm actually split between two provinces, and something that is a few kilometers that could correct it. So we have therefore raised as a committee this concern that what the board needs to always take into account is the impact of the delimitation process on the community, so that the community itself must be considered, its welfare, its well-being must be considered, even though there's a formula, because then the board can use a discretion to adjust the formula at that level. So we've urged them to reconsider this matter, and we've raised this matter as well to the minister, so that this matter needs to be considered as a matter of urgency, particularly ahead of the 2026 municipal or local government elections. It's important as well because it does create a lot of tension, but also the other part about it has been the poor communication that often happens. The board indicates that their problem arises from a very limitation on their budget, and therefore they rely on municipalities, but sometimes the municipalities are not effective in communicating the notices for consultation with the community. As a result, you end up with decisions by the board that are questioned by the community. Therefore, their acceptability and the legitimacy of the process is questioned simply because of the communication, lapse in communication. We've also urged that they must look into a way of how they must this matter must be corrected. There's also been an issue raised around the political considerations and assumptions that have been made to guide the board. The question about some of the previous assumptions about the wall-to-wall local government wards. In this case, the concern also is about how some of the municipalities have been amalgamated, and yet they were assumed to be able to raise their own revenue, and in this case they do not have, and therefore the non-viable municipalities become a big challenge, and this needs to be rediscussed because the assumptions that we had in 1994 really have been proven not to be holding at this point. And so a lot of discussion is going to be needed in this regard to look at how going forward we can actually strengthen the local government system based on the fact that there are many areas that are not viable even if they are put together. So this also raises a question around the funding of municipalities, although it's not a matter for the Demarcation Board, but it's an issue that we as the committee have to look at and discuss with the relevant minister and probably the whole of the executive.